From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Have you recovered from the crossword puzzle tournament?
Well, it takes me a couple of weeks to recover, actually, but I'm getting there.
Who won?
Well, it was Tyler Henman. He's a student at RPI in Troy, New York. He's the second youngest champion ever, and I say that because he also won last year at 20 years old. He was also the youngest champion ever. And I'll tell you, the C division, there are three skill divisions that people compete on mm-hmm. in the playoff, and the C division was won by Ken Jennings, who was the $2.5 million winner on Jeopardy.
You're kidding. Does he do crosswords?
Yes, he does, although he hasn't done them for a couple of years. Ugh. So this was sort of a lark for him, and obviously he's good. His prize was $75, which wasn't quite as much as $2.5 million, but he had a good time.
I think it was just, you know, winning in the category that was probably more important to him than
right.
the money. And RPI, that's Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, I think.
That's right.
What you're talking about. Yeah. All right. Well, it sounded like a great time. I know Neil said he had a good time when he came home. All right. We were all left with a challenge that you gave us while you were at the tournament last week. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it came from listener David Rudofsky of Sleepy Hollow, New York. I said, take the name of a geographical area in the New World. It's popular with tourists, has seven letters in its name. It contains an A somewhere inside it. Change the A to an S, rearrange the result to name a geographical area in the Old World, also popular with tourists. What places are these?
What was your answer?
The answer is Yucatan and Tuscany.
I think this was tougher than some of the ones we've had because we only had just over 300 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle. And our winner randomly selected from the correct answers is Carlos Alcala from Sacramento, California. Hi, Carlos.
Hello.
What are you doing in Sacramento?
I'm a regional columnist for the Sacramento Bee.
Oh, all right. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
For more than 10 years now.
Was this one easy for you? How long did it take you to solve it?
Oh, not too long, but I solved it backwards. I started with a place in the Old World that I wanted to go.
Ah, interesting. Well, are you ready to play? You know what happens now.
I do.
All right.
I'm ready.
Sounds like he is. Will, meet Carlos. Let's play.
All right, Carlos, I'm going to name three things. You tell me what they have in common. For example, if I said a magnet, a ski slope, and Warsaw, you would say poles. A magnet has poles, a ski slope has poles, and Warsaw has poles. And as a hint, I'll tell you every answer is a five-letter plural ending in S. Here's number one, a doorbell, a tree stump, and Saturn.
Rings.
They all have rings. Number two, a park, a shoe store, and a genealogist.
Park, a shoe store, and a genealogist.
Hmm.
And this is a good puzzle for two heads, Leanne, so feel free to jump right in.
Well, I was thinking roots, but I don't think that's the right answer.
Not quite. What's on top of the roots?
Trees.
Trees in a park, a shoe store,
yeah.
and a genealogist.
Oh, of course,
good.
Sure.
Notepaper, a motor vehicle bureau, and an actor.
Lines.
They all have lines. The ocean, hair, and a radio transmission.
Waves.
Waves, excellent. A clock, a bridge game, and a ranch.
Hands.
They all have hands. A magazine, the Senate, and a doctor.
Pages.
They all have pages, excellent. A museum, a turkey, and a stage.
Turkey animal, turkey country.
I'm going for the animal turkey.
Okay.
I'm a little lost.
I'm getting stumped, too. Oh, wings.
They all have wings. Nice job, Leanne. A circus, an official document, and an SAT booklet.
Seals.
They all have seals. A ship, a casino dealer, and the back of a house.
Decks.
They all have decks. A poker player, a golfer, and old China.
Chips.
They all have chips. A river, a pool player, and Wall Street.
Banks.
They all have banks. And your last one, an organ, a plumber, and a tobacco shop.
Pipes.
They all have pipes. Carlos, that was amazing.
Nice work, Carlos. Definitely a wordsmith there.
Yeah.
Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, and a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press. Carlos, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KXGZ, Capital Public Radio.
All right. Well, Carlos Alcala from Sacramento, California, thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Will, something for everyone to work on for the next week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Ed Pegg Jr. of Champaign, Illinois. He runs the website mathpuzzle.com. Take the letters of Pythagorean, that's P-Y-T-H-A-G-O-R-E-A-N, rearrange them to make two familiar math terms. So again, the word is Pythagorean. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell two familiar math terms. What terms are they?
When you have the answer, remember, we no longer accept email entries. But what you do is you go to our website, npr.org, click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leanne.